What's going on, world? This is Kenny Ground back at y'all again, time and time again. We're back at y'all with another episode of the Success Experience Podcast. Listen, listen, listen. If you are at a computer, if you are by some headphones, you know where to find our podcast at. I told you, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Alexa, iTunes, wherever you listen to our podcast at, please tune in to this particular episode because we got something super, super, super special for you. And when I say special, I mean very, very special. Special to the point to where it's going to really be a benefit to your life. And I know you hear me say that all the time when in all of my podcast episodes. But for this episode, it's really, really special because it's really going to take your life to the next level, just like it's taking my life to the next level. But before I get started with this subject, this topic, I do want to give a shout out to Storm Talk 365 Radio. They are an internet radio station, really expanding and growing. And because of this radio station, because of this platform, we've been able to create the Success Experience Podcast. So much appreciation, much shout out to Storm Talk 365 Radio. And for more information on them, you can find them at www.stormtalk365radio.com. Again, that's www.stormtalk365radio.com. Also, shout out to iHeart, Spotify for hosting this podcast and for really working with us as we continue to excel on this platform and grow. I give God the glory on everything. And so just be looking out for us because, like I said, Storm Talk 365 got a whole bunch of stuff going on. We got stuff going on. The collaboration is going to be phenomenal. So really tune and stay tuned with us as we go throughout that process. But, man, listen, let me just keep it 100, man. You know, especially when it comes to our dreams and goals. I think one of the things that we oftentimes overlook, or one of the characteristic aspects of success and the process of success, it's often misunderstood, and that's responsibility. Like, for real, like that's responsibility. And I think sometimes we spend so much time going after the dream and going after the goal that we don't really come to grips to the responsibility that's going to come with that dream or goal. And so one of the things that I noticed, you know, just from, and here's the thing, I can only touch on this because of my faith. If you're not a Christian, like I said, this is not anything against you. If you're not a Christian, I'm just sharing this with you because of what I learned through my faith. And when you read Genesis 3, one of the things that you discover is that God gave Adam responsibility first before he gave him the woman. Right. And how do I know? Because God told Adam to be fruitful, to multiply, to subdue, to replenish, to have dominion, to produce, to, you know what I'm saying, to create, to develop. Like, God gave Adam that responsibility before he even saw a woman. You know what I mean? But before he was even approached by a woman, or approached a woman, before a woman was even in the picture, God gave Adam specific responsibilities. And I think sometimes when it comes to our relationship with our dreams and goals, we're trying to go after the dream first without going after the responsibility. And that responsibility is going to be key for you not only achieving that dream, but to maintain yourself in that dream. Because you can go after a dream and you can go after a goal, you can take it, but you feel me? If you don't have that responsibility intact, then you could lose it. And I know because I've been there firsthand. You feel me? I've been there firsthand. I remember, you know what I mean? Just starting this thing, starting my work. And I'll just go and be transparent about this. When I started my business in Ohio, there were certain missing elements of my business that, you know, that I was missing, that wasn't allowing the business to grow. You know what I'm saying? And so the one thing I didn't have, just being totally honest, one thing I didn't have my own attorney. I didn't have a lawyer. Like, I had none of it. Like, I had a business account. You know what I'm saying? I did my thing. You know what I mean? And like, I had some of the basics, but, you know, some of the main important stuff I didn't really have when I started my business in Ohio. And now to where I'm moving it over here from Ohio to Texas. Now we're looking for, you know what I'm saying, just opportunities to excel and build our business like it should have been built when we were in Ohio. But the one thing that the difference between me doing good now and me, you feel me, just doing the bare minimum in Ohio, the difference between that is that while over here in Texas, I'm beginning to understand the responsibility that comes with building a business. As for when I was in Ohio, I didn't really understand that responsibility. And so because of that missing element, that missing piece, I wasn't able to grow my business in Ohio, just like I'll be able to grow my business brand and things like that here in Texas. So, again, you know what I mean? I'm just sharing this because, you know, again, when we talk about dreams and goals, it's going to come with responsibility. It literally is. And that responsibility will not be easy. You know, any dream or goal, and I need you to hear me, and this is what I've had to learn, with any dream or goal, is going to require great work. An extraordinary dream will require an extraordinary work ethic. An extraordinary vision will require an extraordinary work ethic. And I'll add to that, extraordinary faith. Because again, faith without works is dead. And so you can't separate, you can't compartmentalize faith and work. They work hand in hand. And so if you're going to have extraordinary dream and going to have extraordinary work ethic, then you need extraordinary faith. You know what I'm saying? And so with that, it's going to come from responsibility. The faith to be able to go through and to walk out that responsibility for your dream so that dream can become a reality. And so look, y'all, listen, I've been on this journey, man. I'm just going to keep it real. I've been on this journey, man, to where I'm really figuring out and really finding out Kenny. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being totally honest. Like, I'm really finding out Kenny, having these times to just sit and chill and reflect. I'm actually out here just being honest. I'm actually out here at the pool house where our apartment is. Like, I'm right here looking at the pool, looking at the palm trees, like, which in Ohio, palm trees is unheard of. Palm trees are unheard of in Ohio. So for me and my wife to be here in Texas and to see palm trees, that's like, you know what I'm saying, good for us, because that's not a thing in Ohio. And so I'm out here sitting and chilling, man. But, you know, I'm sitting and reflecting because I feel like, you know, when it comes to success, you know, we overlook the responsibility and not understanding that responsibility is going to give you that push. It's going to give you that your ability to be able to bring about that dreams and goals. And so, you know, responsibility. And I want to kind of, you know what I'm saying, get y'all insight, you know what I'm saying, on everything. So definitely feel free to, like I said, contact me, DM me through Facebook, whatever. Hit me up, you know what I mean? Because I really want to get you guys insight. Y'all can hit me up on my brand page, KG Empowers, my public figure page, KG Empowers, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know what I'm saying, etc. Just on all platforms, on LinkedIn, Kenneth A. Graham Jr. You know what I'm saying? Or just put in Kenneth Graham, you'll find me. But I really want to know y'all perspective on this, because, you know, when it comes down to this matter, responsibility will definitely prepare you for where you're trying to go. You know, and so what it happens, you know, a lot of times what I've noticed is that people will get to a certain place and they'll arrive, they'll get to the place that they want to be. But the reason why some people go back to where they were and not stay where they wanted to be is because in that process of getting to where they wanted to be, they missed responsibility. They missed it. Or they might have known about it and they didn't take full advantage of it. And so just sitting here reflecting, man, I know that there are a lot of things that I have to do in my life, you know, as a man, just growing as a man. As y'all know, I'm married now. You know what I'm saying? Just, just a whole lot of stuff that's going on. You know what I mean? A whole lot of things that I'm thinking on, reflecting on, and just really coming to grips with what it is that, what is needed for this process that we call life. What is needed with this process that we call success? What is needed within this process that's called greatness, that's called legacy, that's called destiny, that's called purpose, that's called a plan, that's called vision? What is this process look like? What does it look like, and what holds it together? And one of the things that holds the process together is responsibility. That's what holds the process together. Of course, we have God on our side. Of course, he's there to assist us. Of course, he's there to help us through. But God gave man responsibility to make that dream a goal become a reality. And so why would that exempt you from it? Why would that exempt us as listeners and us as people here on this earth? Why would that exempt us? Just like the responsibility that God gave Adam is the same responsibility that God gave man and woman here. And so just sitting here thinking, you know what I mean? Just this process of it all, knowing that with success is going to come responsibility at the end of the day. We can't achieve success without first embracing the importance of responsibility. So I don't know where each of us are in our lives. I don't know what it is that we're looking to do. I don't know what our dreams and goals are. And I'm not here to necessarily try to figure out what they are for you. You should already know. But what I'm here to do is to, throughout this whole entire podcast, this Success Experience podcast, all we're doing is to help you to live life to your fullest and to experience success fully in every area of your life. That's the vision and that's the goal. And so from this episode, it's helping you to embrace the full importance of responsibility and knowing that that responsibility is going to be critical for all of us in this process called life, in this process called that we call success, or in our terms, the success experience. So again, you know what I mean? This is something that I feel like we all have to think about, you know what I mean? And this is, we're not perfect. None of us are perfect, but you know, it is about progress. You know what I mean? Perfection, just because you're not perfect at it doesn't mean that you're not making progress. I'm gonna say it again. Just because you're not perfect at it doesn't mean you're not making progress. Perfection is not progress. Perfection and progress are totally different. And so just because you're not perfect doesn't mean that you can't make progress. You know what I'm saying? And by making progress, we have to understand responsibility, embrace it, and walk in that thing for the rest of our lives, not just with our dreams and goals, but in every area: marriage, children, our health, our relationships, our jobs, business, careers, like whatever God has blessed you with, whatever God has given us, whatever place that God has us at right now, whatever assignment that he's given upon you right now in your life or in this season, whatever he's given to you, you have been given responsibility to walk that thing out. He didn't give you a dream, a goal, without you being equipped with it. Like, listen to what I'm saying. He didn't give you the vision God wouldn't have given you the vision if he knew that you weren't going to be equipped for it. He gave it to you because you're already equipped. He gave you the dream, a goal, because you're already equipped. He gave you that vision, that idea, because you're already equipped to walk that thing out. But in this time, if you're going to walk that thing out, you're going to have to accept the responsibility that God has given you too. Because that responsibility is going to work hand in hand with the process. And so listen, let this be an opportunity for us to, when I say take our lives to the next level, when I say life, I'm not talking about the stuff that you have. I'm talking about the next level of you. Because your life won't go to the next level unless you as a person go to the next level. And so this is not even necessarily about, you know what I mean, like your life and your level. It's not about that. This is also about, and more importantly about, you know, your life as an individual. Because if you can grow in your personal life, then you can grow in every area of your life. And so that's what this podcast is all about. The success experience starts with the individual. Before it goes into the family, before it goes into the marriage, before it goes into the bank account, before it goes into the health, it's going to start with you. It's going to start with you. And when what God gave Adam first was their responsibility. He gave him the responsibility to do what it was with what he had responsibly, like God told him to. And so what we all have not only have dreams, but we all have some sort of responsibility. And I'm just on this journey, man, of really understanding, embracing mine and taking full responsibility. You know what I'm saying? And it's been great great. It's been great dividends. I tell you where it started. That responsibility piece started again. And y'all probably heard the story. It started when I was in the office of my former academic advisor. That's where it started at. Because that was the first time where I had a man, literally a black man who looked like me, literally tell me that this is what I was doing. This is what I needed to do to get there. Like, that was the first time ever in my life. Ever in my life. Having that. You feel me? Having that strong male sense, that strong male role model in my life. And it really did dividends for me, not only in the things that I do, but it did dividends in me as a person. That moment with that 20, 30, 40 minute chat, 40 minute talk with my former academic advisor changed my academic life. And then that just went and transferred into other areas of my life. And so, again, you know, that was where I was accepting responsibility in terms of college. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying add to us is that before we achieve our dreams and goals, we have to look at the responsibility and be willing enough to accept it and to walk that thing out. Because when you accept the responsibility, you're accepting the dream or goal. Because the dream or goal doesn't come without responsibility. So you need responsibility before dreams, because your responsibilities will help you to achieve your dreams. So look, y'all, it is Kenny Graham back at y'all with another episode of the Success Experience Podcast. I am super excited. I am grateful. I'm looking forward to just expanding and continuing to grow. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to just making this thing happen, wherever place that God has taken us. I just want to go on the ride. And so listen, y'all, this has been another episode of the Success Experience Podcast. Again, I want to give a shout out to Storm Talk 365 Radio. You can find more information on them again at www.stormtalk365radio.com. Also, shout out to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Alexa, iTunes. Thank you guys for hosting our podcast. Thank you, Storm Talk 365 Radio, Miss Bonita Claiborne, for everything that you do and everything that you are to us as we create our podcast on your platform. But thank you so much. And I'm just looking forward to continuing to grow, continuing to engage. Remember, every other Saturday, we have the hashtag Ask Kenny Q&A sessions. Every other Saturday, hashtag Ask Kenny Q&A sessions at 12 p.m. or noon Central and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard. That's 12 or noon at Central Standard and 1 p.m. at Eastern Standard. You can look for me on Facebook Live, and we can go ahead with this Ask Kenny Q&A. You just bring your questions, and I'll answer the questions to the best of my ability. But really, the purpose of this Q&A session, the hashtag Ask Kenny, is not even about the questions. It's about me continuing to engage more of finding different ways to engage with the people that follow us and follow what we do and are inspired by what we do. I'm just really, really, really excited and really grateful for where we're going. So let's keep moving, let's keep going forward, and let's keep growing. Let's just keep growing, because growth never stops. It's growth is never ending. You feel me? But growth is continual. And so let's continue to grow together. Let's continue to expand together, and let's continue to take our lives to the next level. I'll see you guys next week for our next episode. Let's go.